And Grace's per pass off towards Kevna is read by Parkhouse, who plays it off there. Yokini, who shoots towards goal, but it was never dipping and gone over the crossbar.
No, a decent enough effort from about 25 yards. First time he curled it, but I think Manus judged early on that
they're playing a 1-2 with one another at the moment. Then Grace plays it downfield, but that's well cut out by Darren Cole into the path of McNamee. McNamee then finds Owen Stokes. Stokes right footed, drives it across goal. And unfortunately for him, it's just wide of Alan Manus, and it's trickled over for another Shamrock Rovers goal kick. But he's certainly applying the pressure in the right area.
Well, well,
McAnuff on the ball, gives it over this right hand side to O'Brien, who had found a yard past Patrick McLean. Back now with Kavna. Kavna with the left foot, whoops it in. But that's over the bar, and that's going to be a goal kick for Derry City.
Well, really patient build-up play from Rovers again.
O'Brien, the right back, infield, finds Kavna. There's a slip from Lopez, a rare slip from Lopez, finds Brian McNamee. McNamee on the Parkhouse on the edge of the 18-yard box. Parkhouse then gets his pocket picked by Kavna. That's a rare ball from Byrne. Byrne screaming at Clark as Derry City close it down in the shape of Brian McNamee. Right over the corner flag, he's closed down. Lovely back heel under the path of Parkhouse. Junior O'Keeney! Oh, if he had it, just got a bit of meat onto that there, that would have nestled on the back post. He had just stole ahead of Lopez, but unfortunately for him, he just couldn't get any purchase on it. Anyway, it could have been one.
Derry City, we were raging last year with the tactics of Kenny Shields playing a short ball out. Oh, it's a ball on the top. Aaron Green has stayed onside. Green under the 18-yard box. It's Green versus Cherry, and it's under the bottom corner. It's Derry City 0, Shamrock Rovers 1. Aaron Green with a great individual goal just over the halfway line. Dickie Devine looks despondent and said Kevin Deary's arguing with the fourth official. He thought it was an offside, but I think he just stayed onside early.
It was certainly very tight, but we don't have the benefit of replays. But I'm trying to look at the RTE scan.
Bruna is preparing to come on as the throw has been taken towards Junior O'Geady. Back now with McNamee out this right hand side short to O'Geady. O'Geady rolls the ball under his foot, now runs towards Clark. Plays a lovely through ball here to Parkhouse. He's inside the 18, goes for a goal, and it's knocked forward there by McManus before making the recovery and snatches it in. Best chance Derry have had so far.
Definitely. Cutting in, he's only about 6 yards out at an angle. I mean, you always ask him to go.
Barry McNamee steaming under the 18-yard box. He's giving the ball away. Patrick McLean manages to get his cross on the box. It's O'Geady! Oh, that was just a snapshot. He puts his head on these hands. That was a golden opportunity if he had just kept it down.
Well, I think it wasn't the easiest, to be honest.
And Dan Carr steps away from the challenge of two Derry players. And then Gerardo Bruna fluffs his lines in front of Darren Cole, which allows Dan Carr to release down that right-hand side. It's falling kindly to Aaron Green. Aaron Green to Kustrain. Kustrain with a flashing shot. And that's a great save from Peter Cherry at the death. That could have been 2-0, Eli.
It wasn't. Dan Carr done excellent. He broke through, kept his...
Well, Derek Conley's looking at his watch as Peter Cherry launches it long downfield. There's Patrick McLean underneath this here. Oh, I don't believe that. He just literally blew it up as the ball was played downfield. So it's finished at the Brandywell. Derry City 0, Shamrock Rovers 1.
Declan, disappointing night here at the Brandywell. Your thoughts on it?
A disappointing result. I don't think it was a disappointing night because I think they've given us everything. I think the players were, for long periods of the game, sensational. I thought they were very brave. I thought they were very strong. I thought we looked very fit. Having been our third game in 7 days, having travelled to Dublin twice. But, you know, Shamrock Rovers are magnificent side, and you would have looked at that tonight and said, is there much between the two teams? I didn't think there was on the night, but, you know, we've lost a game, we'll dust ourselves down, and we've a very, very tough journey now to Waterford on Monday, but in terms of the effort and commitment and desire of our players tonight, I think they deserve the highest praise.
Of course, could have been a different result there tonight if Junior had connected just before they scored. You know, he had a apple ahead. It could have been a different result here tonight.
Look, we probably didn't test our goalkeeper enough. We probably didn't get enough shots off at times on target, but neither did they, and it was a tactical battle. It was a real high energy game, and you know, there wasn't that many clear cut chances on the game, but we played on the front foot. We asked a lot of questions of them, which other teams haven't this year. We could have set up defensively and tried to sneak something, but we didn't. We went for it, and the players deserve huge credit for that because, you know, the levels of energy that they've put under the last three games has been incredible. And the longer we get that, then, you know, you have to understand these boys are only together 4 months. Shamrock Rovers have been building this squad for a number of years. They've got some of the best players in the league, but we've a bunch of boys on there that will continue to fight and continue to try and represent the people of the city in the way that they're going at the moment.
Well, she made a few changes, and they'll bring on Conor McDermott and that. You went to a back three, and you pushed forward. You took the game to them. You know, they could, at times they couldn't cope with it. And then towards the end, there was sort of a shout for a handball in the box. How do you view that?
Well, look, I have to see it back at the time. I thought it was a penalty. I've seen a picture just a second on Twitter that looked as if it had his hand also, but it is what it is. Look, we will get decisions this year. Sometimes we won't get the decisions, but just extremely proud of the players. Whatever shape we went with three at the back, we went with four in midfield, and we pushed as many men up top as we could, which left us really open, but at the same time, we were driven and we were committed, and the hunger of the boys was excellent. But ultimately, we've lost the game, and we got to make sure that, you know, we try and go on a wee mini run again. We dust ourselves down. We didn't get too high with all our runs. We'll not get too low on this one either.
Of course, you're playing Friday, Monday. It must be tiring on the players as well. Plus, the long journey to Waterford now to come this weekend.
Well, what is it, 600 miles in the last week, and probably another 500-600 miles on Sunday. So look, it's just the nature of this job. We've got to make sure that, you know, we look after ourselves over the next couple of days. But Waterford, a fantastic result tonight. We just got to make sure that we're ready to go again on Monday.
Thank you, Derek.